Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Anxiety Antidote Daily Stress Relief. I'm your host, Laura Bennett, and if you're feeling even a little bit overwhelmed by life, trust me, you've come to the right place. Today, we're diving deep into something that can be truly transformative, creating a safe space for creative expression. Now hold on a sec. I know what some of you are thinking, creative expression, that's not my thing. But listen, creativity isn't just about painting masterpieces or writing novels. It's about letting your inner voice shine, exploring new ideas, and finding joy in the process. Think of it like this. Life is constantly throwing us curveballs, right? Stress, anxiety, those what am I doing with my life moments, they happen to all of us. But when we tap into our creative side, we're not just making art, we're building resilience, finding a sense of purpose, and connecting with something bigger than ourselves. So how do we actually create this magical safe space? Let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Embrace imperfection. This is huge. I can't stress this enough. Creativity isn't about perfection, it's about exploration and experimentation. Ever feel like you have to be good at something before you even start? That's the inner critic whispering in your ear, trying to hold you back. Let me tell you something. There are no mistakes, only happy accidents. So loosen up, experiment freely, and don't be afraid to let go of control. 2. Find your flow. Remember that feeling when you were lost in a book, completely absorbed in a game, or just totally zoned out while crafting. That's flow, that state of deep focus and enjoyment. It's like your brain is saying, this is good stuff, keep doing it. So, what gets you into your flow state? Maybe it's painting, writing, dancing, playing an instrument, building something with your hands, whatever it is, make time for it. Schedule it in, even if it's just 15 minutes a day. You deserve to feel that joy. 3. Silence the inner critic. Oh, that pesky voice. We all have that one critic who's constantly judging our every move. It's like having a little gremlin on your shoulder whispering doubts and negativity. But guess what? You get to choose who has the microphone. When that inner critic starts to chirp, remind yourself, hey, I'm doing my best and that's enough. Practice self-compassion and focus on progress, not perfection. 4. Surround yourself with inspiration. Ever notice how being around creative people can spark your own imagination? Well, it's true. Seek out art, music, books, movies, or even just nature, whatever fuels your creativity. Create a space that inspires you, whether it's a dedicated corner for your hobbies or a Pinterest board filled with ideas. 5. Celebrate your wins. No matter how small, celebrate those creative victories. Finished a drawing? Wrote a poem? Baked a delicious cake? Give yourself a high five. Acknowledging your progress keeps you motivated and reinforces the joy of creative expression. Okay, real talk. Remember that time you tried something new and ended up feeling pretty proud of yourself? Maybe it was baking that ambitious sourdough bread or finally taking that pottery class you'd always been eyeing. That's the power of creating a safe space. It allows us to step outside our comfort zones, explore our passions, and discover hidden talents. But here's the thing, sometimes those safe spaces don't exist in our everyday lives. We might be surrounded by negativity, pressure to conform, or simply fear of judgment. So how do we create that space when it feels like the world is trying to stifle our creativity? It starts with making a conscious choice. Choose to embrace imperfection, prioritize your passions, and silence those forces that tell you to shrink back. Remember, your creativity is a gift. Don't let anyone dim its shine. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you create a safe space for creative expression. Remember, this isn't just about being an artist, it's about living a more fulfilling and joyful life. Embrace the process, celebrate your wins, and never stop exploring. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you nurture your creativity? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. And remember, don't forget to subscribe to Anxiety Antidote Daily Stress Relief for more tips and tricks on living a happier, healthier life. Until next time, stay awesome.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.